Following broadcast comes to you from Holy Trinity Lutheran Church of New Prague, Minnesota. From the services of Sunday, November 19th, 2017. And is sponsored by Dr. George and Joan Wynn.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for getting up and making worship a part of your day today. And those in the back, you're invited to come in as you conclude your great conversations. This is a friendly bunch, and I'm so thankful for your socializing this morning. It is a special Sunday today. We are celebrating Stewardship Sunday, and I do mean celebrating. And we're also celebrating welcoming new members into our church today. So it is a great Sunday we're going to share together. But I want to welcome you all to Holy Trinity. Special welcome to any of you who might be guests or visitors with us this morning. We're glad you're here. Please know we're thankful you're here this morning, but we won't ask you to do anything in particular other than introduce yourself to someone and please join us again another time. At this time, I'll invite you to stand and we'll begin in worship together. To remain standing and join me with our prayer. Righteous God, our merciful Master, you own the earth and all its peoples, and you give us all that we have. Inspire us to serve you with justice and wisdom, and prepare us for the joy of the day of your coming. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You can be seated as we hear our special music.
Oh,
reading is from Acts, the 6th chapter. Now during those days, when the disciples were increasing in number, the Hellenists complained against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution of food. And the 12 called together the whole community of the disciples and said, "It is not right that we should neglect the word of God in order to wait on tables. Therefore, friends, select from among yourselves 7 men of good standing, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we may appoint to this task, while we, for our part, will devote ourselves to prayer and to serving the word." What they said pleased the whole community, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, together with Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Perminas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch. They had these men stand before the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. The word of God continued to spread, the number of the disciples increased greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith. Here ends the reading.
Please stand as you're able. Today comes from Matthew, the 25th chapter. "For it is as if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward bringing 5 more, saying, 'Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents.' His master said to him, 'Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.' And the one with the 2 talents also came forward, saying, 'Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents.' His master said to him, 'Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.' Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, 'Master, I knew you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours.' But his master replied, 'You wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one with the 10 talents. For to all those who have more will be given, and they will have an abundance, but from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for the worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And here ends our gospel reading this morning.
Praise be to Christ.
All right, well, today, as I said, is a celebratory day. We have a lot to celebrate as a church. We're celebrating first the gift that we are a growing congregation. Praise the Lord. We have much to celebrate because today we are welcoming 10 new family units to our congregation. Let's show them a sign of our welcome. tell you, in getting even just a small chance to get to know them, we are blessed. Each of the people we are welcoming, young and old, to welcome them to our congregation. What a gift to be a growing congregation. And we also have another piece to celebrate today, and that is today's Stewardship Sunday. And today we get to celebrate all the gifts that are coming to our church, given to God, to be used for the mission and ministry of God in our community and the world. Much to be celebrated today. We are a growing congregation, and it's also Stewardship Sunday. And I want to tell you, I have been continuously inspired by the generosity of this place. And I want to tell you just a few recent examples. I could go on forever, but bear with me, and we are thrilled to have the noise of the coins in church today, because that means we have young people here. So bear with me. But for instance, after service today, many of us are going to gather to celebrate with a free brunch, all the gifts that have been given to this church, a free catered meal. And I have to be honest, my blood pressure went up a little bit when I first got to the church and realized we're putting on a free meal for everybody. How in the world are we going to pay for that? Someone generously has offered a gift of paying for the entire congregation to celebrate our meal together today. Indeed. This is a generous congregation. And just this week and a few more days, thanks to many of your generosity, we're going to offer a free Thanksgiving meal to the entire community. Anybody who wants fellowship and food is welcome to come in our doors and partake. And that's thanks to all of your individual donations of time and food to prepare. Again, this is a generous congregation. And then in just a few weeks coming up, we have this great special event, one of our signature events of the church. We have Christmas tea, which is an event for all women of the congregation, young and old, where we'll gather for fellowship and music and a great speaker, where men of the church will serve all of us together to have a little time away. And again, a generous donation has covered the cost of this event. This is a generous congregation. And just a few weeks ago, we had this Christmas book sale of used Christmas books and some crafts and baked goods, which raised over $500 to give back to the Peace Center in our community in a few hours alone. Again, this is a generous congregation. And again, day after day in the back, we have a Christmas tree where we have families in our community who, coming to the holiday season, will not be able to afford many material things, including clothing and shoes. And many of you have been taking day after day those slips of paper off to give to those people in our community who may appreciate it this holiday. Again, this is a generous congregation. And last week we announced through a Price is Right game with the young people up front, in the last 2 months alone, the money they have raised as young people in the Noisy offering to give to hurricane relief, over $1,000 in coins. Again, this is a generous congregation. And friends, today it is a celebratory day. We are a growing congregation, and we're a generous congregation. And I have to tell you, often those two things come hand in hand. Because a growing congregation and a generous congregation is a church that's looking out beyond our walls, looking to make a contribution to our community and the world. And you do deserve a round of applause because you're making a difference in this world. So give yourselves a round of applause. And today we read today this reading from the book of Acts. And here's why I think it's so fitting today, because it's a passage from the book of Acts in the 6th chapter. That's when the very first church was growing. And we get to hear about what happened. And I think it's really parallel to where we're at as a church. And that's why we're focusing on it today. See, the book of Acts talks about the very first church and its story. And if you read Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it summarizes the whole book by basically saying, you are called to be my disciples in Jerusalem, then in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. It's the cliff notes of the book of Acts. Chapter 1, verse 8. And today we're in Jerusalem. We're in that first part of the early church. Jesus has just left. They're figuring out how to be the church together. And we're in chapter 6 in Jerusalem. And here's what I want you to hear today. The people of God, the disciples, are in Jerusalem, but they're on the cusp of leaving and going to that next realm of ministry. They're on the cusp of going to Judea and Samaria, leaving the comfort of Jerusalem and going to that next phase of ministry. So at this point, the disciples are ready to take their ministry to that next level. They were expanding. Their ministry was growing. And I want you to hear the words that we heard today read. Chapter 6, verse 1 says, "Now in those days, the disciples were increasing in numbers." The disciples were increasing in numbers. That's the first thing we're told. They're growing. The church is growing. The church is on the move, but it doesn't end there. If we keep reading, the sentence ends with this. It says, "And the Hellenists complained against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution of food." The Hellenists complained against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution of food. And I want to explain to you what's happening. Sometimes we glaze over these details, but they matter. Because the Hebrews were the disciples. They were the early Jewish followers. The Hebrews were the disciples, when you think of them. And at this point in time in the early church, almost everybody is in that group of people. In Jerusalem, they are the Hebrews. But the Hellenists are the new members. So the Hebrews are all the church in Jerusalem. The Hellenists are the new members that were joining the church. And as this ripple effect of the church growth happens, as it moves out towards Judea and Samaria, the Hellenists were this group of new members who started to express concern. And what's interesting here is the new members noticed something that the Hebrews hadn't. You see, as the word was being preached faithfully by the disciples, they were missing something. There were widows who were hungry. The new members heard that scripture talked about taking care of the widows, and it wasn't happening. So the new member Hellenists did something about it. I want to tell you today, I think churches are really good at welcoming new members. Really good. Until they start noticing the church's blind spots. Until they start asking questions and start critiquing things. Now, I'm sure that's not the case here at Holy Trinity, but I have seen that to be true in other churches, where churches love to welcome new members just as long as they conform to the way things are. The church has it all right, right? That's why we're growing? Well, in our story from Acts, the church was growing, but these new members didn't just come and sit in the chairs and listen. They used their eyes and their ears, and they noticed things. And you know what they noticed? They were right. And I want to tell you, the disciples could have done a few things in response to these new member Hellenists. They could have said, "I'm sorry, new members, but you need to get used to things before you offer suggestions. You need to wait a few years before you ask questions. Just get used to the space and the people a little while." Or the disciples could have said, "Okay, you're right. We do have these missing pieces. You're right. Thanks for the tip. After we're done studying the word, we'll get to that piece that we're missing. We'll take care of it. Thank you for the recommendation." But they don't do either. And I want you to hear what they do because it's remarkable. In verse 2, yes, we only got through verse 1. In verse 2, it says, "And the 12 called together the whole community, like we're doing today, the whole community of disciples, and said, it's not right that we should neglect the word of God in order to wait on tables. Basically, they called together their church and said, in other words, we can't stop doing what we're doing, studying the scriptures. Because if we stop what we're doing to meet the need you mentioned, we're going to then neglect this need. And verse 3 continues, saying, therefore, friends, select from among yourselves people of good standing, full of the Spirit and wisdom, whom we can appoint to this task, while we will continue in our part, devoting faithfully to prayer and the word. Basically, the church came together and they said, you're right. You saw something missing. You saw a need not being met. But we can't meet it. So we have to raise up some new leaders and be okay that they're going to help us too. So as the disciples called their community of faith together, they rallied the troops, so to speak. They had a huddle and they admitted they were growing, and in their growth, they were starting to overlook some things. The widows weren't being fed, and they knew they were just on the cusp of going to Judea. And they didn't want to leave these widows hungry. So they needed to stop before they moved ahead and tend to the need before they did. The disciples didn't critique the suggestion. They didn't say, okay, we'll do it ourselves. Instead, the disciples said, this is actually why we think God brought you here. We think God brought you here because you had eyes to see this need and you could help us meet it. So today I want to tell you it's Stewardship Sunday. We have a lot to celebrate because we're looking forward today to the ministry and mission we have in 2018. That is exciting. I think just like in Acts, we are on the cusp of going to that next level of ministry. But before we do, our leadership has committed to making sure our budget is in line, something we can sustain. So we thank you for your commitments today so we can be prepared and responsible as we look forward. And I think today it's perfectly fitting that our stewardship team named our theme as Grow this year. It's perfectly fitting because I think a growing congregation and a generous congregation always go hand in hand. And I think this gives us a perspective on how God's kingdom works. So I just want to say one thing today about God's kingdom. His economy. I think God trusts us, like I was talking about with the kids, to some really big responsibility. But I think first, we have to know that we have to trust God first. It's not my church. It's not Ben's church. It's not even our church. This is God's church. And God has a bright vision for all of us in 2018. But just like the disciples trusted the growth in their church, today we have to trust both our new members and those from within who can to step up to new levels of leadership. In our scripture passage today from Acts, the disciples trusted God to lead the way. The way from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria and to the ends of the earth. God trusted the disciples to spread the word. But as they did, God also trusted the new members, not just with blind following, but with leadership. The disciples had the humility to empower new members as equal partners in the mission of God. So today, whether you are a longtime member, a new member, or a non-member, I want you to know you matter. You matter and you're needed for what God is doing here. And as we trust God, God trusts us to to listen with both our ears and our eyes, to look for the needs we see that aren't being met, and to do our best to meet them. So may our diligent study of God's word lead us to generous and bold acts of faith in this next year. And I want you to know I am grateful to be a part of a growing and generous church. And I'm thankful for each of you. And most importantly, I'm thankful to the God we both worship for all he's given us already. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let's join together now and pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now as you go today, wherever you go and whatever you do, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. And may the Lord look upon you with favor and give you God's peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's sing. Lord.